to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Now, I'm not sure about you, but when I came up through the ranks, I know I was never taught to lead with my head. You look at your target, you wrap up, and you go through them. So you have that issue to start with. Then you worry about the very legitimate medical issues, you know, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. And with the Dave Duerson death, all of us curious about Junior Seau now, this is a very legitimate concern for anyone who's ever played at any level. For me, to get a little personal here for a second, you know, I washed out at a Division I program. But even at the high school level, I remember being knocked out in the game. No one ever talked to me. I was in two plays later. Later in life, I suffered from clinical depression. I don't know if there was a direct correlation, but you always left wondering. So now you get to the point where the NFL is now. You have guys that done it much longer than I ever did in my life. You have guys who aren't playing properly, and now all the onus is falling on the NFL.
That's ESPN blogger Brent Sobelski commenting on what the NFL may have been hiding about football-related head injuries and their link to permanent brain damage. A claim that's now at the heart of a lawsuit by over 2,000 former NFL players. The NFL concussion lawsuit, number 10, on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the countdown for the week ending Friday, the 15th of June. And as usual in this hour, we'll be reviewing the top 10 hits in talk radio determined by the folks at talkers.com. You might want to check out their publication online. Number 9 on the countdown, another sports-related topic. New drug charges against Lance Armstrong have surfaced this week. Here's Talk Host Joan Hamburg with a focus on these allegations. And actually, this could strip Armstrong of his 7 Tour de France titles.
Here we go again. The United States Anti-Doping Agency is bringing doping charges against Lance Armstrong. That means if this happens, he will be stripped of his 7 Tour de France or France titles. He has fought these accusations forever. And if you remember, they spent 2 years, the feds, investigating the doping crimes, and they dropped it 4 months ago. Now, the attack is on again, and the attacker is the anti-doping agency, which doesn't have power to bring criminal charges, but it can strip him of all his awards. If these charges really happen, this could be a lifetime ban, but a lifetime ban on what? Neil Armstrong is not going back on his bike competitively to that extent. So he can't, because of the case, participate in triathlons. That's what Lance Armstrong, Neil is a different character. But that's, you know, that's what he's been doing, triathlons, rather than actual cycling. So the government investigated, and that was dropped. Now the anti-doping agency wants to punish him, and it's serious because they can take away his title and ban him from events. But are these allegations true? Some people say absolutely not. He was notified of the charges. He didn't comment because he said they didn't have enough information. The agency didn't give him information about the case. He wanted to participate in the Ironman World Championship in the fall. He says he never doped and that there is a vendetta against him, fueled by malice. Why would there be a vendetta against him? Is it time to let it alone? I mean, are we going to look in every single athlete? Maybe he did take dope years ago when everyone did it and it wasn't illegal. What does it really mean? And is it enough? He's already spent years being investigated. And the agency, by the way, said they talked to professionals, writers who will testify that he actually took dope. So, you know what? They talk about conspiracy by the country's top cycling teams over years. Is it a conspiracy? Like, isn't enough enough?
Coming up, the Klan wants to adopt a highway, plus more twists and turns in the Zimmerman-Martin case, and the speculation and accusations about leaks from the White House, all up next when the Talk Radio Countdown Show resumes.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush this aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
One Day Sale is this Saturday with Friday Preview. Get incredible savings throughout the store, like 60% off colorful men's polos, half off a great selection of Craftsman tools, a 50-inch 1080p LED for $649.99. And when you shop your way at Sears, you can buy online and pick up today. This is Destination Dad. This is Sears. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 6/16/2012.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
When you need financial solutions to keep your business running, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. We understand the sacrifices small business owners make. And to ease some financial pressures, we'd like to help you save with our business appreciation offers. For the last 9 years, we've loaned more money to small businesses than any other bank, which is one of the reasons millions of small business owners choose to work with us. To find out how appreciation offers can help your business, visit us or call 1-800-35-WELLS. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A. 2010 CRA data.
Talk Radio in Review, Doug Steffen here with the number 8 item on the countdown, the KKK application to adopt a highway in Georgia. Host Jay Morris, Jim McKenney, and Sean Patrick talked about some of the reactions to this thing, which many are saying is nothing more than a publicity stunt by the Klan. They want to up their membership.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Who?
The KKK.
Yes. Oh, well, sure.
Indeed, the KKK, the International Keystone Knights of the KKK in Union County, have requested to clean up part of Route 515 in the Appalachian Mountains in Blairsville.
All right, good for them.
Now,
I'm sure they're a clean, civic-minded organization that just cares about the community.
Is this a way for them to knock out some of that court-ordered community service while they're at it?
Could be. I don't know. I do know that the Department of Transportation in Georgia is reviewing. The state attorney general's office is going to decide.
Do they get a sign?
Exalted Cyclops.
Do they get a sign?
Yeah, they do. Harley Hansen, who filed the application, said, quote, using the quoting fingers, "We just want to clean up the doggone robe. We're not going to be out there in robes or hoods, for that matter."
Now, that's what I call Ku Klux Clean.
Yeah, well, here's...
Ouch.
Okay,
man, the drummer's late. Can't you just buzz him on that? That was horrible. What do you mean?
No, I'm giving him two rim shots on that one.
You got a double rim shot on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Don't mess with me today. That was good. That was outstanding.
Great. You like him. You
the head of the Georgia Associate of Black Elected Officials, guess how they're thinking about this. He says, quote, "This is about membership building and rebranding their name in a public way. What's next? We're going to let neo-Nazis or the Taliban or the Al-Qaeda adopt highways?"
I think this is terrific because, frankly, I'm going to find that stretch of road that they're supposed to be cleaning up. I'm going to throw bottled up bodily waste products and things like that out there. Let them clean it up.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the Zimmerman-Martin case. Host Matt Patrick talked to legal analyst Gerard Treese about Zimmerman's wife's arrest for perjury and the impact this may have on the entire case when it goes to trial.
Let me ask you about Shelley Zimmerman. Apparently they were moving money around, did not tell the judge the funds that they had available to them through this PayPal account. She was arrested, released after posting a $1,000 bond. How does this play into Zimmerman's case? Does this look bad for him?
Well, it could, and as I tell law students, there's absolutely no excuse for you or your client to ever misrepresent anything to a judge. Anybody who's wearing a black robe, be it a federal judge or state judge, these people, according to judge, made some conscious misrepresentations concerning their financial status. That's a bad situation to itself, but it gets worse for Zimmerman because this is the judge that's going to make some preliminary rulings under Florida law concerning this stand your own ground law. And so I don't think any of this is good for Zimmerman, but it's a good lesson for all of us, even non-lawyers. Don't ever misrepresent things to folks, but if you do, be certain it's not a federal judge or a state judge.
Number 6 on the countdown, those White House leaks you've heard so much about this week. Host Steve Gruber talks to Congressman Mike Rogers of Michigan on the national security implications of information that has been leaked from the White House.
You are getting very high marks from both sides, Democrats and Republicans, for your fairness and even-handedness in talking about these leaks. But these are very serious issues. Bring our listeners up to speed, if you could.
Sure. Well, it's been a. It really started with two separate instances where information that some was not completely accurate but accurate enough got out in the press. One on the underwear bomber, and one talked about programs that may or may not be happening when it comes to cyber security issues around the world. And so I launched a preliminary review at the time of the underwear bomber. And what happened was information was released that led the papers to speculate that there was an insider, if you will. And when that happens, people's lives are at risk. So even if they didn't cooperate with the government, people may come under suspicion. And in that line of work, which is terrorism and criminal activity the way it is in places like Yemen, people and their whole families can get killed. People who do cooperate, who get caught, will get killed. And it is dangerous stuff. And it also slowed down our ability to continue to track other operations in Yemen, by the way, that were designated for the United States. And so it causes huge problems. And then the next go-around, it talked about very sensitive programs and programs that the United States may or may not engage in. And it has caused huge problems. It's caused operational problems, meaning that now they have to change the way they operate. Even if it didn't get it exactly right, they had to change the way they operate. People's lives, again, were put at risk. And it just seems to be this pattern of activity. And in that article, they mentioned that it was very senior people with very senior clearances who had access to the White House, who had access to the situation. So that gets a pretty narrow band of people that we hope the investigation can determine who they are and hold them accountable for what they've done. This is a huge loss to the United States when it comes to national security.
Coming up, the Sandusky trial and Spain's bailout. Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta-casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back to the weekly review of the hot hits in talk radio. We're up to number 5 on the countdown, and that's the trial of Jerry Sandusky. Host Frank McNeil talked about the personality disorder Sandusky's lawyer claimed his client has, which wasn't even mentioned until the trial started this week.
They came up with a personality disorder I've never heard of before. I'm trying to figure this out. And you would think the attorney for Jerry Sandusky would have been highlighting this personality disorder long before the trial to sort of build up a kind of following and people who might say, yeah, I've got something similar. But just to break that, you know, during the trial, I think is a little suspect in the sense that Sandusky, you know, this thing has been going almost a year. And all of a sudden now they come up with this personality disorder right on the opening day of trial, or the second day of trial, and they're going to make this stick now. And I'm wondering if you have the same feeling I feel, that they're just throwing something up on the wall to see if it'll stick, to see if they can, you know, sort of mitigate some of the terrible, terrible witness testimony that's going to come out about Jerry Sandusky and what he did. So what do you think? Is, you know, and of course the defense made a motion today that, you know, to dismiss all the charges, of course. You know, that's the standard, you know, defense motion, but can they be serious?
Number 4 in the countdown, the bailout of Spain in Europe. Host Bill Wills talks to financial analyst Jordan Goodman about the financial problems that will continue in Europe.
One day they got it figured out, the next day they don't. At least that's what I seem to hear about the euro and Europe and all. We got Spain with problems. What's the latest over there? What's going on?
I don't think they've got it figured out, Bill. They're trying. We've had one bailout after another. This weekend the Spanish banks got a $125 billion bailout. The markets liked it briefly and then turned around the other way and said this is not really solving the underlying problem. They just took on too much debt. They got a huge amount of bad loans. In Spain, they're in a depression. They have 25% unemployment. So I don't think they've solved it at all right now, Bill.
But the euro, you can't get a do-over. I mean, you got to fix this somehow, right?
Well, this coming Sunday, the Greeks are going to have their election, and they very well might vote for the party that says abrogate all the debt, let's pull out of the euro and bring back the drachma. This would be a disaster for the euro if this kind of thing happens, because it would create a contagion. Now, in the meantime, all this chaos in Europe is actually having a somewhat of a positive benefit for us, because it's pushing our interest rates down to unbelievably low levels, because people want to be in the dollar instead of the euro. So we have the 10-year treasury down to about 1.6%. We've never seen this in our lifetimes. And you've got 30-year mortgages down to about 3.5%.
Unreal.
15-year mortgages below 3%, like 2.9%. I mean, we've just never seen our rates this low. So certainly one thing to do is, if you haven't refinanced yet, and your mortgage is, I would say, 4% or higher, it's going to make sense for you to refinance, as crazy as that may sound. A good place to do that would be youcanrefi.com, youcanrefi.com. You can also use the mortgage equity optimization strategy, which is based on a HELOC, home equity line of credit, where it's roughly a 3% rate as well. That allows you to pay your mortgage off much faster, typically about 5-6 years instead of 30 years on the same level of income. A website that explains that in more detail is truthinequity.com, truthinequity.com. So those are two ways to benefit by all the craziness going on in Europe.
The bailout of Spain, number 4 on the countdown. So let's recap from number 10 to where we are. At number 10, the NFL concussion lawsuit. Number 9, Lance Armstrong's drug problems. Number 8, the KKK having a problem adopting a highway. Number 7, the Martin Zimmerman case and the problems the Zimmerman family is having. Problems at the White House with leaks. Number 6, Jerry Sandusky's problems at the trial, number 5, and Spain's financial problems, number 4. Number 3, 2, and 1. We'll analyze those problems as the Talk Radio Countdown show moves along.
Hey, this is your musician father speaking. Father's Day is almost here, and I'm publicly asking my family for a favor. This year, please buy Father's Day gifts at Guitar Center. There's a huge sale now through Sunday, so you can score gifts at ridiculous prices. Like instrument and mic cables, 2 for $10. AKG stereo headphones or Fender pedal tuners, just $29. Plus new everyday low prices on strings, sticks, and heads. So please go to Guitar Center before the sale ends on Sunday. Because musician dads are not like regular dads.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing could be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made, because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
We're halfway through this hour of the countdown. Welcome back in. Again, the week of June 15th in the focus on the survey. Number three in the countdown, Attorney General Eric Holder's problems. Here's host Joe Pagliarulo with Senator John Cornyn of Texas about confrontation that Cornyn had with Holder this week when Cornyn asked him to resign.
Where are we, and why did you get to the point to where you basically said you need to leave?
Well, it was a culmination of things, some of which you described on this botched gun-walking operation known as Fast and Furious. And like so many things in Washington, the underlying offense is bad enough, but they compound it. But the cover-up, and indeed the Attorney General and his staff have misled Congress. They've defied legitimate request for information in pursuit of our constitutional oversight responsibilities. But what sort of was the coup de grace was his appointment of a Obama campaign volunteer in 2008 who helped vet the vice presidential candidates and who was a contributor to the president's campaign, appoint him to this investigation of these high-level leaks of classified information of some of our most sensitive national security matters, and to claim that that was an independent investigation. It's not an independent investigation. They report to the Attorney General himself, and if his investigation into these leaks is anything like Fast and Furious, I'm not expecting a positive outcome. But it's a long list, and I don't want to bore you, but you know, it's also suing the state of Florida for purging dead people and non-citizens from their voter rolls. It's suing in South Carolina for passing common sense voter ID to try to improve the integrity of the ballot. It goes on and on.
So when I saw that piece of audio, piece of video from yesterday, where you said, frankly, it's more with, and I forget exactly how you ordered it, but you said it was less about anger and more about, you know, basically the right way to do business. I regret to have to do this or some, again, and maybe you've got the exact wording, but you basically said, I think you can resign.
Yeah, I said it's more with sadness than anger.
There you
go. I try not to do anything in anger, even though this does make me angry. But this is something that was not a sudden decision on my part. It was something I'd thought about a long time. And I wanted to make sure we had the facts right. I mean, you know my background, Joe. I was a not only a practicing lawyer, but a judge for 13 years,
right.
and attorney general, and I try not to make impulsive judgments about the facts or people, but this is something I've been studying and working with a long time, and I just frankly got fed up with the attorney general and realized his allegiance is to the Obama administration, and he considers in essence the Department of Justice is a political arm of the administration, not the chief law enforcement officer of the state with, of the nation with allegiance mainly to the rule of law.
Here's some talk radio caller reaction, folks weighing in on whether it's time for Eric Holder to go.
Regarding Senator Cornyn's questioning of Attorney General Holder, I thought that Senator Cornyn, who also is a former prosecutor and state attorney general in Texas, should recognize that any person who is a sworn member of the bar is to uphold the law, and if our highest official who is there to prosecute the law for this country cannot be charged with carrying out his duty to uphold the laws of the country, then we have a serious problem on our hand. And I thought that the senator's effort to call into question Mr. Holder's efficacy as far as doing that, I thought was completely just a political attack. And it's fallen into line with Daryl Issa over in the House and also Senator McCain. I can see that coming from Senator McCain, who's not an attorney. But for someone like Senator Cornyn, who is an attorney, I thought that he should really be more guarded in his commentary, especially when it comes to actually calling for someone to resign their position.
He needs to be shut down from office. One, those Black Panthers that was doing voter intimidation, he let that go through. So in Florida, he instigated, nobody's going to tell me any different. The Black Panthers went down there and he had a contract for murder, he did nothing. Arizona, he's suing for protecting our borders and they're doing everything they can. People come up murder down there, he has done nothing. In Texas, we have children coming over from Mexico, they're six, he's doing nothing. The leaks of the White House, he's covering Obama's back. And don't let anybody tell you any different, or they wouldn't have been in the New York Times with such detail.
I think the Senate and the House, which are Republicans, all of them need to resign. They're the ones that's not doing their job. They're sitting up here wasting taxpayers' time and money trying to get Attorney General Holder to resign. And resign for what? Because he's going after voter fraud? Now, if he was going after anything other than voter fraud, and I don't believe this stuff is being leaked from the White House. Republicans have got an agenda. They know they can't win this race on merit because their candidate stands for nothing.
That discussion out of the way. Now we move to number two. Syria is up next here on The Countdown.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Allergy season is in full swing in many parts of the nation as spring sprung much earlier than usual. However, pollen may not be the only culprit behind watery eyes and sneezing fits. Few people know that cockroaches can trigger allergies and cause asthma in children. The National Pest Management Association warns that cockroach allergens in homes are the result of cockroach saliva and droppings and the decomposing bodies of these pests. Allergic reactions vary from skin rashes to congestion to asthma attacks. Since children are more sensitive to asthma attacks, and asthma is one of the leading causes of school absenteeism, it's especially important to keep homes free of cockroaches. The National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences reports that 1 in 5 children in the United States has severe sensitivities to cockroach allergens, while the AAFA, the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, has found that 78% to 98% of urban homes have cockroach problems. To learn more about cockroaches and pest management, or to find a local pest professional, visit www.pestworld.org.
Get 50% off any Domino's pizza at menu price when you order online. It's a deal so good, even internet scammers don't believe it.
Hello, I am Isaac, internet scammer extraordinaire. When I heard you couldn't get 50% off any Domino's pizza online, I thought, impossible. So I ordered at Domino's.com. Amazingly, Domino's only charged me 50% of the price. Ha!
Now through June 17th, go to Domino's.com and enter code 50OFF to get 50% off any pizza at menu price. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only, limited time offer, prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
The war had been gone for 2 years, and I got the calling. I got the calling to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
Yes, number two this week, the problems in Syria. From Fox, Shepard Smith talked to former Clinton Defense Secretary William Cohen about Russia's rumored involvement with the Syrian military.
Where are we and what do we do?
Well, we're not very far along in dealing with the Russians. The Russians seem to be going back to the future, acting more like the former Soviet Union than a new Russia. I think that President Obama, when he meets with President Putin, really has to come to some kind of a conclusion here. If this continues to go on without resolve, I think you're going to see an escalation on both sides. Weapons are going to be flowing into the resistance. It's going to be, in addition to a civil war, it'll be more like a proxy war with the Sunni governments in the region supporting the resistance and with Iran supporting Syria, backed up by Russia. So this has wider implications than simply a civil war, which is pretty horrific in itself.
But, Mr. Secretary, this is and has been a proxy war among those states which you just mentioned, including Saudi Arabia and all the rest, no?
Sure. UAE, others, Turkey, all of the countries in the region, they are now supplying the resistance with weaponry. It's
at our direction or not?
Not according to our direction. I think that they feel very strongly about this, that the Syrian government has acted in a way that's inconsistent with international norms, to say the least, and they are supplying those weapons with the resistance. I think the United States is starting to get more involved in terms of sharing intelligence, providing communications gear, et cetera, but very reluctant to be talking about taking military action itself, about putting Marines on the ground, so to speak. I think we have to be very careful about that, because this has a tendency, it could really throw a flame right into a tinderbox there, because you've got Iran, you've got Lebanon involved, you have Russia would be involved, Jordan, all of the entire region. So we have to be very careful what the United States does, other than raising high the roof beam of criticism toward what Russia is doing by not really bringing Syria, its client state, to the table in a way to affect a resolution of the conflict.
Secretary, to put a point on what you just said, we are working with the resistance, supplying intelligence and otherwise, yet it's my understanding that we don't really know who this resistance is or what its intentions are.
There are elements that we suspect in the resistance, much as we saw elsewhere throughout the so-called Arab Spring. There may be al-Qaeda elements involved, which is one reason why there's some hesitancy on the part of the United States. We don't know exactly all the components of the resistance, but nonetheless, when you see slaughter on the level that we've been witnessing, something has to be done, and I think short of military action by the United States, but sharing the responsibility with those in the region, Saudi Arabia, UAE, Turkey, and Qatar, by way of example. I think they are the closest to the action. They're the ones who have much at stake here. And they certainly have a sectarian interest involved by supporting the Shia, the Sunni against the Shia. So it's much more complicated than what we're seeing on the surface. It goes much deeper, and that's why we have to take care while also trying to deal with the humanitarian issues involved.
Talk host Jane Foy with CBS Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the conflicting reports of Russia sending attack helicopters into Syria.
This morning there was a comment from a Pentagon official who said, we're not really sure that those are Russian attack helicopters. So there's a little disconnect right there.
I don't know that I've seen any of those helicopters in the videos that have been put out of attack helicopters in recent days and weeks. Of course, the Syrian opposition has had many videos showing ordinary older helicopters that have been attacking cities, which is disquieting and disturbing enough in and of itself, and those are probably Russian helicopters. But as far as the new shipment, which we're hearing about, there are no videos of that newer model of helicopter that I have seen. Of course, as I said, I've seen at least three or four in the last few days videos of attack helicopters that have been rocketing or shooting missiles at cities and targets down below.
So the difference being that the ones that are attacking are the old ones. We don't know if there are any new ones.
Well, I've seen pictures of the ones that Hillary Clinton said were being delivered or about to be delivered. They're Mi-24 or 25 attack helicopters, and they look considerably different from the older Russian models. So I think they're distinctive enough to be recognized if one saw them in the video. So I'm not sure that any of those are out there yet.
All right. So overnight then, Edward, who was attacking whom? What was the situation on the ground?
Well, it's a little bit everywhere. There's a live webcam video right now of Homs showing fires coming from targets that have been shelled. You can hear the shelling if you turn up the volume on Arabia TV. You can actually look at a live webcam of shelling in Homs on Bamboozer, which is a special website for things like that. And elsewhere, well, the town in Latakia along the coast, which had been besieged for about 10 days, which Hillary Clinton or the State Department spokesman said yesterday or the day before was in danger of having another massacre. Well, the rebels say they pulled out of that town. That's actually apparently three towns. The UN monitors tried to go in and visit the area yesterday. They said they were fired upon and had to turn back. The government TV made up what appears to be a story saying that the monitors hit three, one assumes, government supporters who were demonstrating against or trying to talk to the monitors. No video of that, so one can't confirm it one way or the other.
Here's Talk Host Jim Scott with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the escalating violence in Syria.
Civil war, is that the story now?
Well, that's what a U.S. UN peacekeeper observer was saying. This crisis has worked its way into a civil war, and of course that's partly because the administration accused Russia of selling attack helicopters to Syria.
Now, what did the Syrians say? No comment. What do the Russians say? No comment. Well, what do we think? How do we know?
Well, we know this through our rebel forces on the ground providing information. Of course, UN peacekeepers are there on the spot. They see them flying overhead as well. And this is really a troubling development. Other information I have, since the Syrian, in addition to Syrian helicopters being used, the Syrian troops are using children as young as 8 years old as human shields.
Wow.
As they continue to battle rebel forces. That's really horrific, Jim.
Now, who's helping out the rebel forces?
Rebel forces being helped out, actually, not by the U.S., but by Saudi Arabia, financial support, and by Turkey, who's supplying them with anti-tank weapons. That's probably one of the reasons why the Syrians have used their attack helicopters.
Okay. If it gets to the UN, of course, Russia's going to veto that. And with Putin in there, boy, he's a whole different animal, isn't he?
He certainly is. Of course, in an odd twist, Tuesday, Pentagon, the debate over Russia's rearming of Syria, Senator John Cornyn of Texas complained United States was buying attack helicopters for Afghan security forces from the same Russian weapons company supplying attack helicopters to the Assad government. This is an odd twist, Jim.
That is an odd twist. So what do you think's going to happen there in Syria? Any take on that?
Well, we're going to keep out of that mess. We got involved in that in the past. Eventually, it'll probably be solved diplomatically, but you have to ask yourself, how many more thousands of Syrians are going to be killed in that process, and young children being used as shields are just unconscionable.
That's a horrible one.
Number one is what's left, and as you might imagine, because we haven't talked about it so far, the presidential race is the focus of number one next here on The Countdown.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again. With up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one, the 2012 presidential race. Here's host Greg Knapp talking to Congressman Kevin Yoder of Kansas about the president's comments on the economy, which took center stage this week in the campaign.
So we got to take money that we borrow from China, 42 cents on the dollar borrowed, and give it to the states who haven't managed their money well to hire more public workers, because that's what's going to get our economy going, because the states can't run an unbalanced budget or print money or go crazy like we're doing at the federal level. Right, Congressman Yoder? That's basically what he's saying?
I guess there's really two approaches here. You can take the approach that many of us are saying in Congress, that we've got to get the private sector, small businesses creating jobs, or you can take the president's position that, look, his argument is that the government creates jobs. And so this isn't a debate that we've been having this whole time in my first term in Congress, which is how is wealth created, who creates jobs, what's the government's role in all that. And my position has been, look, our job is to get Washington out of the way, to remove barriers, to help create the opportunity in the environment so that those who can work hard and build a small business can create jobs and do what the American economy has always done.
Right.
The administration's position is that it's the federal government that actually has to create these jobs, stimulate the economy, and that the way to prosperity is government borrowing and spending.
Right. And let me ask you this, Congressman Yoder, because I don't think a lot of what you guys have done in the House even gets out there in the press.
Right.
Have you guys passed in the House yet an extension of all the Bush tax cuts, all of them?
We have not. I think that's going to happen sometime this summer. Our argument is that the economy needs long-term certainty, and that sending more money from Overland Park and Kansas City to Washington, D.C. is not going to create jobs back here in Overland Park.
Right, but you guys control the House. You can pass that and send to the Senate. Even if it stalls in the Senate, at least you can say, we did it. So you guys are going to do that before
we are
election.
Going to do that. That is correct.
From Fox, Greta Van Susteren talked to Karl Rove. Rove says he hopes President Obama keeps trying to blame the economy on President Bush.
I'm guessing what he's saying, though, is that the Bush administration, rightfully or wrongfully, made such a mess of it that he had to spend so much money, and as a consequence, and he's going to say that he needs four more
Bush
years to get
himself. Bush made him spend that money.
I'm just saying what I think.
I'm not defending it. But fine, let him keep doing that, because the American people see that as a weak leader. That's not somebody who's in charge. That's somebody who's making excuses. And we do not like to elect people, President of the United States, who are excuse makers. We want a president to be big and bold. And remember, on January 10th of 2009, he said, let me tell you exactly what will happen. If you want to know exactly what will happen, take a look at this report, which will show you if you pass the stimulus, unemployment today would be 5.7%, there would be 13 million more Americans working. That's what he said his policy would do. Now, either his policy didn't work, or he deliberately misled us. Either way, he's responsible for it.
What else can he do?
Well, it's difficult. The one thing that he could have done was last year begin to lay the predicate for a bold, forward-looking agenda. Say, I'm going to reform the tax code. I'm going to tackle entitlements. I'm going to put our fiscal house in order. You know, all of those things would have laid the predicate so that this year he could say, we need to continue to fight the important battle here. But now he's reduced to saying, you know what? It was worse. I wasn't smart enough to figure out how bad it was. I've done the best I could, and I know it has come up short. But I have empathy for you being in a bad place. I mean, none of those three things work.
What do you think? I'm perplexed. Why James Carville is a very strong Democrat, and I know he's a Clinton Democrat, but why he would make public statements about this? Is it, do you think that they're not listening to him, and this is just sort of, you know, he doesn't get their attention, so now he's going to make public statements about the way he's handling this?
Maybe, but he's a guy of strong conviction, and he wants the Democrats to win, and he's trying to do his best to influence Obama to go
in that direction.
But he's
not going to do it by himself, by telling him that his methodology is terrible.
Well,
that's
maybe.
Essentially what he
look,
said.
Look, that's how James sometimes operates. You're doing a dumb thing, do a smart thing. But let's think about this for just a minute. Step back for just a minute. We have Obama saying, we're going in the right direction. We came through rough times, and because of what I did, we're moving in the right direction. We're creating jobs, and we're growing our economy. And then the second part of that is that you can't trust Romney because he's a vulture capitalist, a vampire who pillaged and looted these companies. Those are the two elements. What James is saying is, don't say that the economy is improving because people don't believe it. And two-thirds of the people don't think your policies have either hurt or have not helped economic growth. So start off by saying, I understand you're in a bad place, and I've got empathy for you. And then on the second part of what James says, and they test three different approaches, and the one that they recommend the most is attack Romney for it. They say he's going to cut Medicaid, he's going to end Social Security and Medicare, and he's going to cut teachers, firemen, and police. Now, there's not much difference really between those two things, except in the second instance, James is saying, you know, my empathy with you is that I'm going to do things in the future to make the middle class better. But otherwise, they're both based on the same thing, which is ignore the reality of the current economy, and a big component, half or more of your job, is to disqualify Mitt Romney by going after him with a 2x4.
All right, so let's get to a review here from number one, which is the presidential race. Going back to number 10 is the NFL concussion lawsuit. Lance Armstrong's drug problems, number 9. The Triple K, the KKK's attempt to adopt a highway, that's number 8. The Martin Zimmerman case, number 7. Leaks from the White House, number 6. Jerry Sandusky's trial is 5. Bailout of Spain is 4. Holder, Attorney General, in a problematic situation, number 3. Syria and the activities there of the bad guys, number 2. And the presidential race is number 1 on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.